as we enter into the Gospel of St. Matthew and the Passion of Jesus Christ. It is really a time for us to reflect, one, on the gift that he has given us of his love, the gift that he has given us of his life, and the gift that he has given us of faith for each of us. For we began this Lent really with a simple form of prayer and penance and sacrifice and almsgiving. But as the Lent has continued and the coronavirus has now hit our society and our church and our world, it has become really a moment in which we're called truly to enter into the Passion of Jesus Christ. We, like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary who sat across from the empty tomb, are really asking ourselves, why? Why? And as we sit there, it becomes a question for us to know the promise Jesus made for each of us, the promise he made that there would be a resurrection and there would be life eternal for each of us who believe in him. And in truth, all of the prayer, all the penance, all the sacrifice, all the almsgiving is really meant to open our hearts, to open space in our lives for God to enter us in a new way, in a fresh way, to touch us and to bring us into a deeper faith, a deeper hope, and a deeper love of Jesus Christ, crucified for us and our sins, but Jesus also risen from the dead, calling us into life eternal. And so as we enter into the Supper of the Lord in this particular Mass, we remember that it is Jesus who has promised to be with us, Jesus in his body and his blood, Jesus crucified, Jesus risen from the dead, present with us on the altar. And as we join in spiritual communion together, we are one in faith, one in hope, and one in love in our Savior Jesus.